A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at some Zimbabwean truck drivers who are part of 40 truckers stranded in Kigali, Rwanda, and at the Zambia-Tanzania border post after they were subcontracted by a Tanzanian-based logistics company, Simba Logistics, to ferry to Kigali building equipment used by the Chinese in constructing the new parliament in Harare after its completion. The truckers say that their contracts expired on October 17 and most of them were paid 70% of their contracts with a balance of 30% still outstanding. They have been away from home since September due to difficulties at different border posts despite their contractor Simba Logistics promising them that they had been pre-cleared. We are also going to discuss what is happening in South Africa, where the United Truck Drivers Association says there is a rise in harassment of foreign drivers in that country by locals who destroy their documents and sometimes burn their trucks. Yes, hongu wadio watereri, tinoku gamchirai, mchirongwa chedu, chirongwa chatuno tarisa zirukuitika mu wanawe Zimbabwe, variku nze kwenyika, kananemi varimu Zimbabwe, chirongwa chenyu, nekuti chirongwa chino tarisa zirukuitika kuwanawe Zimbabwe, varimati imana. Nasi, tinokutambira ene mufaro, mchirongwa chedu, chela Live Talk Diaspora Forum, uri msue chitatu, 16 mbuzi, 2022. Nasi mchirongwa tiri kutarisa nezvematambudziko akatarisa na nevamwe vachikairi vemagonyeti vanobva kuZimbabwe. Avanoti vakaenda kuRwanda vakatakura michina nemidziyo yekuvakisa kubva kuZimbabwe. Asi vave nenguva vari munyika iyi mushure mekuita dambudziko nekambani yakava pabasa yeSimba Logistics ichishanda neimwe kambani yemuZimbabwe inonzi Silver Logistics. Iyo vanoti haichada kuvabhadhara mari dzavo dzakasarira mushure mekupiwa zvikamu makumi manomwe kubva muzana kana 70% vasati vasimuka kubva muZimbabwe. Tichatarisawo zvinonzi zviri kuitika muSouth Africa zvekushunguruzwa kwevatyairi vemagonyeti uko kunonzi nesangano reUnited Truck Drivers Association kuri kuwedzera. Yes, in this video, let's hear from one of the truck drivers stuck in Rwanda, Shupikai Mukorekwa, explaining their ordeal.
The journey was awkward. Even the properly arranged. 3 months now since they left Zimbabwe. We are still in here in Kigali, Rwanda. We are still waiting for the payment, balance payment. They haven't yet paid our balance payment. So that's why we are here. They are waiting for our payments. We are starving. We don't have money for food. Even if you are ill, don't have any money from education. Everything is hard for us. Even water, we are just begging in the local communities for water to cool, to use. Even bathing, drinking.
That was Zimbabwean truck driver Shupikai Mukorekwa speaking from Kigali, the capital of Rwanda. Another driver who is in Rwanda, Dan Mpofu, says they spend a lot of time on the road because the pre-clearance mentioned by the contractor was never honored at the border posts.
We came to Kigali carrying equipment construction for the Chinese company that is extending Masaka Hospital here in Kigali. When we were on our way, we encountered problems whereby our contractor, his house was not in order, and we ended up spending a month at Tunduma border post. After that, we tried to negotiate the mileage with him, but he paid us at a very low rate compared to the normal rate which was paid. So we moved to Kigali hoping to just get here offload and go back home. But now we have spent, it's almost another month now. We are running out of money. Sometimes we don't eat at all for a day.
Awa vanga vari mumwe vachairi vemagonyeti vari kutambura vari ku Rwanda vaDan Mpofu. Ivo vari kuti ivo vari kuita dambudziko kana mvura chaiyo kushandisa vari kuti tai kukumbira kana kutenga. Iye zvino tokupai muchairi wekupedzisira pane vataura neStudio 7 vaListon Zlumo. Avo vanoti vakaudza vakuru vakuru vekuKigali nezvematambudziko avo, asi hurumende yemuRwanda ikati aiwa hapana zvainogona kuita sezvo chibvumirano chavakaita neSimba Logistics chisina kunge chakaitirwa muRwanda uye kambani yacho isiriwo kambani yemuRwanda. Ngatinzwei vachitsanangura.
We went to the police in Masaka district and they said that this issue is beyond their control. One, because the company that subcontracted us is not the Rwandan company, it's the Ghanaian company. Then secondly, they didn't help us because they are saying the person who contracted us is not Rwandan, he's also Tanzanian. Thirdly, they said the contract was assigned in the Zimbabwean soils, not in Rwandan soils. So they had no chance to help us. So basically that was the main issue. And these guys, they didn't pay most of the vehicles in time. The initial payment was done in Harare for about 70%. Then we waited for about a week and 2 weeks. Some waited for 2 weeks before they received the initial payments. Then after we traveled, at Turundu, it was smooth and fine, and when we reached Tunduma, that's where the main problem began.
You heard there from Zimbabwean truck driver Liston Zlumo, who is in Kigali, Rwanda. Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from Simba Logistics as well as from the government of Rwanda. But sources say the material that was transported to Kigali is to be used during the construction of additional wards at Masaka Hospital. The construction will be done by state-owned Chinese firm Shanghai Construction Group, the company that built the US 160 million new parliament in Zimbabwe. That's US 160 million dollars parliament in Zimbabwe that was built as a gift to the Zimbabwean people from the Chinese government. And now former President Donald Trump on Tuesday, which is yesterday, announced his decision to run for president in 2024. And we still remember that former President Donald Trump was president for the United States of America before President Joe Biden. So he announced his decision to run for president in 2024 in the wake of midterm elections that did not award his Republican Party as well as expected. But Trump, as the aging leader of the party, is no longer the disruptor that he was in 2016. This time around, he's trading on his legacy and says he has big plans for a second Trump administration. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
After months of dancing around the question, holding rallies, hinting on social media, and insisting he won the 2020 election he in fact lost, Donald Trump said it out loud.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
In a nearly hour-long speech Tuesday, Trump slammed his predecessors, his critics, the federal, state, district, and county authorities who are investigating him, and the press. And he reiterated his call for harsher policing, sweeping election reforms to eliminate early voting and require faster counting, tougher immigration measures, more socially conservative laws, and greater military spending. He also vowed, if elected, to plant an American flag on Mars very soon. But can he pull this off? Analysts say he faces two big political challenges. First is the rising star of the Republican Party, newly re-elected Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The two have similar conservative policies on law and order, immigration, and government spending.
DeSantis has some of the same law and order, you know, mojo in his message, the same emphasis on that, and Republican voters like that. But he also has a little more of a human touch, a softer touch, a more charitable touch.
And the other obstacle is Trump himself. He's currently a subject of numerous investigations into his finances and myriad alleged criminal activities before and during his presidency.
He's not an insurgent politician who's sort of bucking the establishment, which is what it was last time. In this case, we all know him, and we all saw 4 years of his work in the White House and then 2 years of what he's done subsequently. So I don't think people will easily change their minds about what they think about him.
This time around, Trump is trading on his legacy and also on his false claim that he won the 2020 election.
Under our leadership, we were a great and glorious nation, something you haven't heard for quite a long period of time. We were a strong nation, and importantly, we were a free nation. But now we are a nation in decline.
Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence recently called Trump reckless for encouraging his supporters to mount a violent insurrection attempt at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. They were attempting to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's victory over Trump. But Pence, in an exclusive interview with World News Tonight anchor David Muir, hedged when asked if he would support his former running mate.
David, I think that's up to the American people. But I think we'll have better choices in the future.
And President Biden has said little about Trump, beyond this take on a possible Trump-DeSantis matchup in 2024.
It'd be fun watching them take on each other.
More serious is the legacy of violence and instability left by Trump's presidency. The events of January 6th have been dramatically replayed in meticulous detail in a series of slickly produced congressional hearings. Trump was subpoenaed by the committee to testify on Monday. He defied that call, leaving the committee the option of pushing back legally. Anita Pell, VOA News, Washington.
That was former President of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, after announcing that he is going to commit to run for the presidency in 2024. Let's take a short break. Don't go away. Stay tuned. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now we are discussing what is happening to foreign truck drivers in South Africa, where there is a rise in harassment of foreign drivers by locals. And now, for a perspective, we have our guests who we are going to talk to. And we start with Mr. Philip Mukwande, who is the spokesperson for United Truck Drivers Association, that is based in South Africa, the association, and he is also based in South Africa. We are also joined by legal advisor, Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, who is also based in South Africa. Welcome, gentlemen, to our live talk discussion.
Good evening, Goma Junga. Good evening, Evans. Good evening, listeners. How are you all?
I want to note that Ndava Mkwande Rao.
Wongu Ndava Mkwande pa South Africa.
Tinote nda. Yes, Tons, kwa kuna wandlovu. Magadi wandlovu.
Hai, tinofara murifei.
Ah, skuwa na babasi apila. Linja nwenu.
Hi, siyaphila, siyaphila.
Ah, kulungile. Let me start with Mr. Mukwande. Mr. Mukwande, we have had cases of harassment on foreign drivers in South Africa. And of late, it's like people had forgotten about it. But now there's a rise in incidents of harassment. May you update us on this?
Mkoma Junga, we are seeing a situation where we have got political players, we have got company owners who are not sticking to their word. And in most cases, you realize that foreign national drivers, they are being attacked, especially in their in the areas of loading, loading, or where they do park. But it is not happening everywhere in South Africa. It is mainly happening in KZN, where a lot of trucks do load from the port terminals, which are run by mostly by South African companies. And remember, when we do the loading there, it's mainly us foreigners who are crossing the borders, maybe going to Zimbabwe, Zambia, or Congo. And it's easier to notice or to see that these are foreigners. And it's really sad that the authorities are not doing anything. They're not doing enough to stop the rampage. There is a group of people who call themselves the certain name, whereby if they go around and see a foreign truck driver, they'll stop the foreign truck driver and ask for documents. The first thing they do ask for is, where is your license? Where is your passport? Remember, these are not traffic officers. These are not police officers. So we are wondering who is giving them so much power to harass another African. So we find out that by the end of the day, if they ask for your document, it's by God's grace, if they leave you alive or if they leave you without tearing your documents, it's so difficult that you can resist the pressure that they have got. Sometimes you find out that these guys, they come to you with guns, knives, and most of our brothers, they end up being harassed, and they've got nowhere to report. If you do report, the police also ask you the same question. Where are you coming from? Who are you working for? You, like, they need work permits. Some of the guys, they don't have work permits because the companies they are working for, they are doing cross border. Imagine a truck driver coming from Zambia, being harassed in Durban. He has got nowhere to run to. You get what I'm saying?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkwande. Please do stay on the line. Let's hear from Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, we heard what Mr. Mkwande just said and explained on what is happening to foreign drivers in South Africa. On a legal side, what measures can these drivers take to stop this?
There's very little that the drivers can do. The only thing that they can do is to ask for protection of police officers. But as we all know, the South African police officers, and they're not that many. They actually say there are about 160,000 police officers nationwide in a population of 60 million. So there's very little that the truck drivers can do legally to stop those people who do those extra legal things that they do. Because the thing of civilians stopping truck drivers to actually ask them for papers, that's not legal. Only a traffic officer or a police officer is allowed to stop a truck driver and ask for license and documentation. So these other people who are doing those things, some of them who fall under that group where they call themselves Operation Tequila, what they're doing is actually illegal. And the best thing that the truck drivers can do is try and report to the police. But by the time they go to report to the police, those people would have disappeared. And they won't know who they are, because the identities of those people who stop and harass the truck drivers are not known. We don't know their identity. They are busy stopping truck drivers, intimidating and harassing them only because they are foreigners. Yeah, so the most of them, the identity is not known.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let me go back to kuna vamukwande. Vamukwande, tika tarisa nyaizi, azisi nyaitsva dzirikunzi dzatanga kuitika nhasi muSouth Africa. Zvinhu zvagara zvichiitika. Ko vemakambani vane matanhu avari kutora here nokuti zviri kukanganisa basa ravo?
Mukomajonga, regai nditaure ndichiti kuziva kwangu nemaonero atinoita seUTDA. Unoona kuti kambani inenge yakaemploya munhu achishanda pakambani ipapo wanga achishanda for 16 years. Handizvika. Munhu iyeye ane marekodzi akanaka, haana problem nekambani. And kambani inotozomanikidzira kuti no, hatina dambudziko nemunhu wedu. But regai tichitsvaga nzira dzinoita kuti zvinhu zviendeke. I know of a lot of companies dzanga dzichititsigira and dzanga dzichitisupporta panguva yekuomerwa chaiyo zvinhu zvakaoma. Remember, vanhu hatisi kuti havakwanisi kuita mabasa aya, but kune dzimwe nzvimbo tikatarisa malocal drivers ane mamwe maareas avaitaura kuti kana kuti avanoti havaende. Good example, like kunana DRC, there are very few vanoenda ikoko. Andizvika. At the same time, haugone futi kuenda ikoko iwambenge uchirova vamwe vanogara ikoko kuti wakuenda ikoko. Handiri muri kupona. Saka magumo azvo tinotarisirawo kuti kambani dzatinoshandira idzi dzinge dzichibatsirawo nekuita mapepa nekuita madocuments ari legal. Right. And pechipiri, sekutaura kwandamboita, mukacherechedza zvakanyanyisa kazhinji, pakatanga kuita influx yemaZimbabwean truck drivers or yemaZambians or yemaforeign nationals, inhau yekuti panguva iyoyo motikari dzaidrivhwa dzakanga dzakaita sei. Now it's just a matter yekuti most of us we are now operating hatichadrive. Handi muri kupaona. And it has become so easier for everyone to do that. And zvaakutorwa sekuti zvinhu zvisina kana basa. But panguva yekuti industry ichitanga kuumbwa, ichitanga kuvakwa, I believe and understand kuti foreign nationals vakaisa more effort kuti industry iyo isimuke isvike pairi nhasi. Saka maemployers achowo pachezvavo vane kutenda kwavainakowo kurutivi rwavo. And pamwe pachona vari kutotaurawo negovernment. No, government inofanira kurerutsa nekuona kuti vanhu havangodzingwe sembwa. Handimuri kupona. It's unfortunate kuti tinenge tine vaya vaya vanenge vaine pavakaomerawo musoro pamwe pacho pekuti you find out kuti vanenge vaine maagenda avo. Remember, like I said kwekutanga uko, tine vamwe maleaders jaivo emunyika inei atakakurukura navo but vakaragidza kusada kuteerera nekuda kwekuti vane mapersonal agendas avo politically. Handimuri kupona. Saka pakupedzisira kwezvese tinozotarisa kuti simba riri kubva papi uyezve why pari kuitwa maattacks akanyanya kunangana nemaforeign national state. And pamwe pacho unotozoguma kuona kuti mukatarisa of late vazhinji vakuwadzwa panguva yatapfuura iyi mamwe wacho malocals because it has been done barbarically. Hapana kana paunoona pekuti unoona kuti iwewe munhu anoziva kuti truck yaine muforeina but inongopiswa, inongokandirwa petrol bomb, inomirwa driver orowa.
Mm-hmm.
Saka muka zvimwe zvacho zvinoda kutoti vakuru chaivo vemuno muSA kunyanyira Home Affairs, police vanofanira kunyatsotora nguva yavo yakanyanyisa vachiongorora kuti nhubu idzi dziri kubva papi.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Ndlovu, I want you to explain in isiNdebele what we discussed earlier, and if you heard what Mr. Mkwande just said, he said that I think there should be involvement of top politicians and the top guys in government in South Africa to iron out differences between foreign nationals and locals who are harassing these foreign drivers. Because if the same happens to drivers from South Africa who may go to, for example, DRC, I think that will make the situation worse. Ncele ukhulume isiNdebele baba.
Yebo. Le nto yokuhlukunyezwa kwama-truck drivers abuya eZimbabwe naseSouth Africa ayilunganga. Ayilunganga ikakhulu ma inezonophobia ngaphakathi. So abantu abaningi abangabashayeli ababuya eZimbabwe bayahlupheka uma bela ngoba babehamba bahamba bemiswa ngabantu abangabazi labo bantu babacela amaphepha sometimes babe nawo amaphepha abo babadabule amaphepha abo benze zonke lezi zinto zokuthi bangakwazi ukusebenza kahle. So ya kuyiqiniso lokho ukuthi abakahulumeni be-South Africa kumele bayibhekisise le ndaba le ndlela le nto le yenzakalayo ngoba ama-truck drivers e-cross border nabala e-South Africa kuzomele bacrosse bahambe baye kwamanye amazwe and abangeke bakujabulele ukuthi basuke sebephathwa kabuhlungu kula manye amazwe babeziwona njengaboZambia nabo-DRC.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Do stay on the line. Going back to Mr. Mukwande. Mr. Mukwande, let's look at what is happening to truck drivers in Rwanda, those stuck in Rwanda. I understand there are over 40, if not 40 Zimbabweans there who are stuck in Rwanda. Are there any members from your association?
Mukomajonga, let me say, as UTDA, tukunya kubatikana neko waziwa. Why? Because you can find out kuti my drivers, they are far away from home. Kwa wasi kukwansa kwa na mvura. And remember, nyika zavarizo, inyika zine, mosquito, malaria, Ebola, and so forth. And it's a pity kuti even embassy yedu so far aisati yatopindirawo kuti vana ivavo vakwanise kubudiswa munyika imomo kana vakwanise kubatsirwa. Isusu seUTDA we have got members that are there. Tine mukomana anoitwa John Mushek Zimunya. John Zimunya akangoendawo ikoko after maskwabhozi iwayo ma 70% 30% akaisa message pagroup achiti no varume takutorwa takuendesa kwatisingazive naagent. It looks like agenda antori nesimba rakawandisa zvekuvharira madrivers uye zvekuvanyaradza. But isusu UTDA hatina kupeta maoko and hatisi kuzonyarara, hatisi kuzombofa takavhara muromo kuti tisataure kusvikira tawana pane mumwe wedu because akadisapira imomo munyika dzavo. Saka kazhinji chinozonyanya kubata nechinozonyanya kurwadza ndechekuti mukatarisisa vana vanenge vachiedza kushandira mhuri dzavo vouya kuno kujoni vanopisirwa motikari vakaenda kukongo vapiwa malodzi asiri straight iwawa vanotambudzika futi vanoguma vaakupfigirwa. Ndopatinozotarisa ipapo kuti right tikumbokoshesawo here chinhu chinonzi driver because by the end of the day driver ndiye ari kuunza chikafu musupermarket, ndiye ari kuunza kopa yacho yambuda kugadza waya dzemagetsi oso zvimwe nezvimwe. Saka tinotarisira kuti hurumende dzese zvadzo dzemusouthern africa dziremekedze dzikoshesewo upenyu hwatruck driver.
Ndinotenda, rambai muri parunhare. Mr. Ndlovu, in English and isiNdebele, a minute. Is there anything that can be done legally to rescue the Zimbabweans who are stuck in Rwanda?
The Zimbabweans who are stuck in Rwanda are stuck in Rwanda because of what their employer or what their contractor has actually not done. So they've got to try and sort out that dispute because it's a labor matter dispute. That's why you even had the Rwandan government saying that they can't get involved because it's a private company which contacted those drivers and they cannot actually interfere in that matter. But the Zimbabwean embassy, because there are Zimbabwean citizens, Zimbabwean embassy in that country is the one that can intervene and help bringing those drivers from Rwanda back to Zimbabwe.
Yes. 20 seconds in isiNdebele.
Yebo, labo shayela abastuck lapha eRwanda kumele ukuthi balethwe yiZimbabwe embassy. Yiyo esingayinceda ukuthi ibasuse ngalapho yobase back eZimbabwe.
Oh, thanks to you, gentlemen, for being on Live Talk tonight. That was Mr. Philip Mukwande, spokesperson for United Truck Drivers Association, and legal advisor, Mr. Velempeni Ndlovu. And saying good night tonight, this is your host, Jonga Kandemiri. We're looking forward to seeing you and being together again tomorrow. Good night.